Baltimore arsonist shocked by his own plea agreement, "I shouldn't be out of jail." By Joshua Kaplan on January 12, 2022. A Baltimore man has expressed shock over his own plea agreement in connection with setting his former girlfriend's home ablaze, saying he shouldn't be out of jail for the crime he committed because it sends a bad message to criminals. Trent pleaded guilty to one count of first-degree arson after being charged for torching his former girlfriend's home as she and her roommates were still inside in May. The man was previously charged with 18 felonies, though he pleaded down to just one arson charge. He was only handed a 10-year suspended sentence, reports Fox 45 News. "I was just charged with 18 different counts, that was dropped to 10, that was dropped to 1. When I shouldn't be out right now. I disrupted somebody's life. I traumatized somebody because of how I felt in a situation," Luther Trent stated, according to Fox 45 News. "Personally, yes, I want to be out, but principally, no, I shouldn't be out because I could have done a lot more damage than I did. I was expecting to get time. People who were in that situation, they should expect to get time." Trent was released from prison despite only serving fewer than 6 months after securing a plea deal via the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office. "I went to the side of the house and poured gasoline on the side of the house," Trent said. "The love of my life is in Baltimore. I know where she lives at and I can't even talk to her. Can't say nothing to her. In my head, it was some Romeo and Juliet type of thing. If I can't have you, no one can have you, at least in Baltimore. That tells anybody that I can go shoot somebody or I can attempt to shoot somebody, and I'll be completely fine," he added. "It would empower me because I would be like, okay, this man just shot somebody, just blew his head off and he's just out walking free. I can do anything I want. I can rob somebody, I can shoot somebody, I can do anything I want." Even Trent's former girlfriend, Alexis, expressed disbelief over the plea deal. "I was in shock. I didn't really know what to feel," she said. "It doesn't seem like justice was served, it feels like a political game, but not my justice." Baltimore recently made headlines for notching the grim milestone of registering its seventh consecutive year of 300-plus homicides in Democrat-run city.